This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight's topic is for the halacha slot. It's, of course, Tu B'Shvat. So we're going to discuss a very, very interesting area regarding fruits, bananas, papayas, cranberries, fruits that we all enjoy. Are they actually fruits or are they vegetables? Why are we discussing it tonight? Because, of course, tonight is Tu B'Shvat. The Kitz Shulchan Aruch says, B'chamisha osu B'Shvat reish hashona le'ilonais. It is the new year for trees. Of course, the Machlokas and the Mishnah. We pass on like Beis Hillel that it's the 15th of Shabbat. The Kitzah says, Einam Rambo Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun tomorrow, but Noagin Laharbus, but Vimine Peris Lamas. We have lots of fruit. The Minna gets to eat fruit. Now, when we focus on these in Yonim, bananas, papayas, cranberries, are they fruit, are they vegetables? Lamainaf Gamina. What practical difference does that make? So, of course, one practical difference is what bracha do you make? If they're fruit, you make a ber pri eitz, and if they're vegetables, you make a ber pri adoma. But there are other practical differences as well, and that is there are some halachas that apply specifically to fruits. So, for example, if it's a fruit tree, then there is a prohibition to destroy it, to chop it down. Furthermore, there is a halacha of arla. If it's considered a fruit tree, then you cannot enjoy the fruit for the first 3 years. All the halachas of arla apply. So it's important to ascertain these particular fruits are, or these items, are they fruit or are they vegetables? Now, how do you determine it? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, says the following. It's on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout to Mitzvah Shem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Heicha Mevorchinon Boirei Priyoetz. Where do we recite the bracha of Boirei Priyoetz? Says the Gemara, Heicha Dechishok Lesle Leperi. When you pick the fruit, Issa Legavzo, if the Gavzo stays, and we'll discuss and we'll define what the Gavzo is, but if the Gavzo stays, the Hod of Mapik, and then it again will produce more fruits next season, then you make a Boirei Priyoetz. So if you pick the fruit and the gavzo remains, then, and it produces more fruit, then you make a Boirei Priyoetz. So of course, the question is, what is the gavzo? And that's a big machlokas. Take a look at the next box, because the Tur says the following. The Tur in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Brachos, Birchos HaPeiros, Siman Reish Gimel, he says, Al Peiros HaOretz, on the fruit of the tree, you make the bracha Boirei Priyoetz, the Siman Leida, and the way to ascertain Eza pri eitz or pri adoma, what is a fruit and what is a vegetable, kol ilon sha'esa peiros mishona l'shona, any tree which is a perennial, which produces fruits year on year, nikra pri eitz, av kol dova sha'en sharosh nishorin, but any tree where the roots does not retain, does not endure, v'tzrich in a zayrei, and you've got to replant it each year, Mikra prihadoma. Hilkoch, hayoimeha Rav Yitzchok. Therefore, Rav Yitzchok says the Torah, says that tutin, hagdilin, besneh, etc., etc., you make a bear praise, the adoni, obi harosh, hainoi kadivir Rav Yitzchok. The Torah brings in the name of the Rosh that the definition of gavza are the roots. And therefore, if the roots endure year on year, even though the main tree could collapse and disappear, doesn't matter, it will still be considered a Boirei Priyoetz. And therefore, take a banana. A banana, you think about it, the banana, it's a perennial. It's a perennial because although almost the entire structure is above the ground and that dies and regrows each year, the roots stay in place. So if the gavzo is defined as the roots, then the roots stay in place, it reproduces each year, that is considered a Boirei Priyoetz, and Tosfos and the Rosh are of that opinion. However, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch, and also in Siman Reish Gimel Sif Beis, he paskins like the Ga'onim. The Ga'onim are of the opinion that the Gavza, not the roots, but the Gavza are the trunk or the central stem of the tree. And therefore, if you think about it, imagine you've got an apple tree. an apple tree has got a roots and it's got a tree. The tree stays throughout the winter. And then in springtime, now, Tu B'Shvat, slowly, the buds will emerge and eventually will produce fruit. So the trunk stays in its position. So then that's for sure a tree. That's for sure a bird pro-ates, according to every opinion, because the roots and the tree are in place. But if you've got a banana bush, let's call it, the central stem or the trunk disappears. And therefore, according to that, that will be defined, according to the Ga'inim, as a bird pre-adama. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Ga'inim, and therefore we make a bore prihadoma on bananas because it's considered not like a tree. It's considered a fruit because the determining factor is the central stem or the trunk. And with a banana plant, that disappears almost entirely, and it's only the roots that stay in place. Now, if that's the, but interestingly, just by the way, I saw in the quoted in the Sefer Ketos HaShulchan, that what if a person makes a mistake? Let's say after this year, inspired by the discussions about bananas, the person takes a banana, and instead of making a bore pri adoma, which is of course the halacha, a person makes a bore pri ha'etz on a banana. Now, normally the rule is that if I were to take a potato and I were to make a bore pri ha'etz on a potato, doesn't count. It's a Mishnah brachas. I have to make the bracha again. On the other hand, if by mistake I had an apple, which is clearly bore pri ha'etz, and by mistake I made bore pri adoma, okay, but yeah, but it works, because after all, it comes from the ground. But amazingly, the Ketos HaShulchan says that if I were to pick up a banana and get confused and I made a bore pri ha'etz, then actually that counts and I would not repeat my bracha, but yeah, but why? Because ultimately, I am relying on the opinion of the Rosh and of Tosfos that a banana would be defined as a bore pri ha'etz, because the definition of a tree, of a fruit, is where the gavza endures and reproduces fruit. The gavza, according to the Rosh, are the roots. So therefore, the banana would be a classic example of a machlokus between the Goinim and the Rosh and Tosfos. And we, however, paskin like the Goinim, and you make a bore pri adoma. Now, it's interesting to explore other fruits. Let's start with the papaya. I got a lot of this material, lots of sources for this, but this I found a particularly good essay in the Chabad website where it goes through some of the fruits we're going to discuss. Now let's talk about papaya. Papaya, what is that? Well, the tree of the papaya remains intact all year round. It's a perennial, so it would seem that it's a clear bore pri ha'etz. However, after its fruits are harvested, the tree grows taller, and the following year it only produces fruit from the new growth. And after 4 or 5 years, the tree collapses, and it's got to be replanted. So therefore, whilst it may seem like a tree, and many people do indeed make a bore pri ha'etz on it, there is a strong school of thought, and I think this is the mainstream view, that actually a papaya is a bore pri adoma, because it has features like a tree and it has features like a vegetable. What are the features which are unique about it? Well, number one, the papaya's trunk is hollow, number one. Number two, unlike most perennials, it produces fruit in the first year of planting. Furthermore, the fruit comes from the actual trunk and not from the branches. And also the quality of the fruit declines after the first few years. And therefore, based on this, many poskim are of the opinion that the papaya is not actually a fruit and you would make a bore pri ha'adoma on it. What about eggplant? Now, eggplant is interesting because if you are listening to this year in Europe, you would know it better as an aubergine. If you're listening in America, you will know it as eggplant. If you're listening in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, it's called chatzilim. It's the same thing. Interestingly, an aubergine is a French word. It's what the Europeans, like I say, refer to what the Americans call eggplant. Why is it called eggplant? Because the original aubergine that was brought over to North America, it looked like eggs in its raw form. It looked like sort of a cluster of white eggs, and it was called eggplant, and the name stuck. In Israel, of course, they call it chatzilim. What is the status of this particular plant? So the eggplant, the chatzilim, the aubergine, is the plant itself has a wooden stem, and it lasts for more than 1 year. And therefore, some people would say, well, it looks like a Berpro 8. The trouble is, if it's treated as a Berpro 8, as a fruit, as I mentioned at the beginning, l'may nafkamina, fruit, vegetable, or one nafkamina is a brocha, jameka ha'etz or jameka ha'domo. But another nafkamina is, all the halachas related to fruit would apply. One of them is arla. If it's a fruit, the first 3 years you can't eat it, eat the produce. Now, if the eggplant is treated as a Berpro 8, as a tree, then you've got a problem, because seemingly the fruit will always be asa, because the eggplant only lasts for about 3 years. So you'd never be able to eat it. And there are records of some of the giants of Jewish history, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Arizal, ate chatzilin, aubergine eggplants. And therefore, it'd be very strange to consider it a fruit that the Arlo was violated. So therefore, it would seem the proper bracha for chatzilin, for aubergine, for eggplant, is indeed Berpro Adoma. And the reason why it has characteristics of a vegetable is that, for example, it produces fruit in the first year. Although the it does last for a few years, the quality of the fruit deteriorates after the first year. Moreover, others also say that arla can only apply to a plant that will eventually produce permitted fruit. But therefore, since the eggplant doesn't generally live that long, it would not be considered a tree and is not subject to arla. And therefore, based on that, the consensus seems to be that aubergine, chatzilin, eggplant, whatever you want to call it, is indeed the Berpro Adoma. Lastly, let's take a look at cranberries. Cranberries, little berries that grow on tree. Again, subject to a big debate. The interesting thing about cranberries is that although many people define a tree by the criteria that we mentioned above, there seems to be a minhag that if you only say ha'etz on a tree that grows at least 3 tefachim tall. 3 tefachim is not very much, 3 fists, which is between 9 and 12 inches thereabouts. So it's not so high. Now, the interesting thing is that many cranberry bushes, trees, especially the commercially grown ones, they usually grow very close to the ground. And therefore, there is a big dispute in the poskim what bracha you make on it. If you look at the sheet, the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Mogen Avraham that Das Hamogen Avraham Va'ed Kamachreinim Levarich Aleihem Ber Pri Hoetz Acha Oilam Noagin Levarich Ber Pri Adoma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag seems to be on these types of berries you make a bracha of Ber Pri Adoma. Reb Moshe Feinstein takes issue with that Mishnah Berurah. The Reb Moshe says in Nigris Moshe in Erechaim Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Hei, he mentions this Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Lo hayam minag zeh b'chol ha'olam. I haven't seen this minag that these particular berries you make a berry pri ha'dom on them. To beharbe mekaymus v'chein b'vesuus enu. In many places and in our places, hayam avarchin berry pri ha'etz k'mogen Avram. That you would make a berry pri ha'etz on cranberries like the Mogen Avram paskins. Lochein b'mokum she lo yadu ha'minag, etc., etc. So Moshe says that unless one has a specific custom to make a berry pri ha'dom, you would make a Berpro 8 on cranberries, even if there is the doubt as to how high that particular tree grew. So there you have it, very interesting area of halacha. And again, what bracha, how do you determine if something is a fruit or is a vegetable? L'may nafkamina, what bracha you make? And also, do all the halachas of fruit? Can you cut it down? Is this a fruit tree? Very strict halacha. Do the rules of arla apply if it's a fruit? Then it's treated of all the halachas of fruit. If it's considered like a vegetable, then it may not apply. So how do you determine it? The Gemara in Bracha says that if you harvest the fruit and the gavza remains and reproduces the fruit next year, then it's considered a fruit to make Berpro 8. What is the gavza? That is a machlokas between the Rosh on the one hand and the Ga'inim on the other. The Rosh determines it as the roots of the tree, and therefore he would be of the opinion that a banana, where the majority of the tree, which is over the ground, disappears, and only the roots remain, he would still call that a Berpro 8. However, the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, paskens like the Ga'inim, and therefore the determining factor is the central stem or the trunk of the tree. And since that disappears, it's considered the Berpro Adoma, which is the halacha. However, as I mentioned, if a person makes a Berpro 8 on a banana by mistake, or indeed a pineapple has the same halachic status, then b'di'eved you yotze. And regarding other fruits, papaya, we mentioned, again, a debate, but the contemporary mainstream view seems to be, interestingly, that you make a bir pradoma on it. And chatzilin, eggplant, aubergine, again, discussed in Monsibut, seems to make a bir pradoma on that. And cranberries, although it's a machlokus between the Mishnah Berurah and Ramosha seems to say that our minhag, unless one has a specific minhag to the contrary, one makes a bir pradoma on cranberries. So, as a food for thought, regarding brachas in honor of Tu B'Shvat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.